Welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about my first experience going to the movies in 2020 since January, and how it's a little different, how it's stayed the same, and the movie I went to go see this past weekend. So if that's something that interests you, please, as always, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to episode 22. And I wanted to make this episode because I felt like it was a big enough thing that happened to me. I felt like I would be super excited to share. This past weekend, I went to go see Empire Strikes Back with Josh and Caden in honor of the 40th anniversary. And it was a very special occasion, as it was the first time I'd gone to the movies this year since January 2nd. 2020, so nearly like the very, very beginning of 2020. And ironically enough, the last movie I saw in the theater prior to seeing Empire Strikes Back was Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, so I found that pretty funny. I walked in not knowing like what to expect, like what the theaters were going to be like. Obviously, it was a little different because seating options were very limited and everything was very spaced out. And we ended up having to sit almost on the very back row of the theater, which that was a first because I'd never really sat that far up, and that was pretty different. Everything was protected by sort of like almost like these like glass barriers between like everybody, like to scan tickets and everything. But other than that, there was nothing too different. Only difference is that you had to wear your mask during all times, unless you were eating or consuming your beverages. But other than that, for the most part, it was a pretty normal experience. And I thought that this would be the perfect film to go see in the theater for the first time this year, and the first time in general, as I had never seen any of the original trilogy films in the theater, and I know that they release them from time to time. So this is a pretty unique experience for me, as not only is Empire Strikes Back my favorite Star Wars film of all time, it is also my favorite movie of all time, period. So you guys can imagine my excitement when I found out a few days prior that they would be re-releasing it in honor of a 40th anniversary screening. So I had to get the jump on this opportunity. I knew it wouldn't come up again for another long time, so I called Josh and Caden, and we hooked it all up, and it was a pretty fun night. We had a great time. If you ever get the opportunity to see any of the original trilogy films in the theater, I highly recommend that you do, because holy crap, it's an experience. It just looks amazing. It sounds even better than any TV at home would ever do it. And it was just so crazy, considering how I had seen this movie 1,000 times, yet there were still some moments in the movie that watching in theaters just gave it a whole new meaning and a whole new feeling. And there were actually quite a few times in the theater where I actually got like genuine like chills, whether that be from lines or scenes or the music by John Williams. And it was just so cool just seeing the Battle of Hoth and seeing the AT-ATs coming through the snow. You can hear like through the speakers like the thud of their feet in the snow. You could hear the ships whizzing by and the probe droids being launched out through space, and you hear the asteroids colliding with one another. It was just a very cool and unique experience. And as always, being that we were in there with a pretty decent crowd. Again, the theater was only allowed at like I believe a quarter, if not half, capacity, and a large majority of them were hardcore Star Wars fans. So it was pretty fun to interact with people, as like they had also seen the film numerous times, obviously. So when it came to certain iconic scenes, everybody was just kind of either laughing or just to play it off as a joke. What Josh, Caden, and I did was when we got to that iconic scene where Vader says, "No, I am your father," we Josh just shouts out, "What? No way." And I just started busting out laughing, and everyone in the theater started laughing with us. So it was a great experience, and it's one that I'm going to treasure for a long time. And I thought that what a great film to come back to after not going to the theater for practically almost 10 months, and have it really be the first time in the year when where movie fans are being constantly disappointed as everything's just getting delayed, and we're kind of just waiting for new stuff to be released. Everything's being pushed either to November or December, or for the most part early 2021. So with not a whole lot of projects being released, it was nice to come back to a familiar movie, but one that's still big enough to draw in a crowd to the theater. And I thought that Empire Strikes Back would be the perfect film to do it, as it's a part of a big franchise. Not only that, but it is one of the original films, so it's bound to bring in some sort of audience, let alone since it's arguably the biggest film in the franchise. And it was just a great film to come back to, and we just kept finding it funny that the last movie we all saw together was a Star Wars film. And unlike Rise of Skywalker, for this one, we were over the moon for it, as this is our favorite, and I just hold it in such high praise, as many Star Wars fans do. It was just such a unique experience, and it's one that I definitely want to do it again. I mean, if they ever release A New Hope or Return of the Jedi, I'll definitely probably go see it. I may even go see one of the prequels if they ever re-release the prequels. I don't know about episodes 1 and 2, but I'll definitely go see Revenge of the Sith in the theater if they ever make that a possibility of re-release. And then it was just great, and that just makes me want to go see. And I should also bring up that was the first time I'd actually seen some classic movie, like, re-released in, like, a theater, like, in general. Like, I had never gone to any of those special, like, Tuesday night screenings or whatever, where they play, like, either The Godfather or Rocky, even though I very much want to do that. And after doing this, I feel like it's a great start, and I think the next film I definitely want to see in the theater is Raiders of the Lost Ark. So that's, as you guys know, that's also in my top 5 favorite movie list. So that's definitely one that I really want to see. I just want to see any of the Spielberg films in general. It'd be great to see Indiana Jones or Jurassic Park, or even E.T., Close Encounters, or Jaws. That'd be pretty good to see. I'd love to go see some of the Marvel films again in theaters if that was possible, even some that I missed seeing in theaters, which there were a lot that I missed seeing in theaters. So if the opportunity ever presents itself again, I would love to check out more classic films in the theater. I think it's something that somebody should do at least once in their life. You just gotta find that one movie that you just wholeheartedly love, and if you really want to, like, experience it in a new way, especially if you never got to see it released in the theater and you've only been watching it through TV, I highly recommend going to whatever your local theater and checking out a classic film or one of your favorite old films whenever they come out, because it is a whole new experience, and it just kind of, what's the proper term here? I want to say, like, it almost, like, rejuvenates, like, your love for it, because, like, you're, like, so used to just seeing it one way, so that when you see it in a whole new different way, it's almost like seeing a whole new movie in general. And walking out of the theater, the three of us were talking about that, how it basically kind of felt like, while we had seen this movie 1,000 times, it still somehow felt like we were watching an entirely brand new movie, which, that just goes to show the powerful effect that seeing something on a big screen can have as compared to the small screen. And it was just really great. I was super happy to step back into a movie theater once again, and it's something that if there's ever something coming out I'll definitely want to go check out. At some point, I do really want to go check out the new Christopher Nolan movie, Tenet. I'm a huge fan of his films. Love Inception. I love Interstellar. And, of course, the Dark Knight trilogy is one of my favorite trilogies of all time. It's actually my second favorite trilogy of films under the original Star Wars trilogy. So if they ever re-release those, I'll definitely watch those as well. But Tenet is a film that I really want to check out. And I don't know, even though it's funny, considering how I love movies a lot, I haven't really seen a James Bond film all the way through. So I've seen bits and pieces of the Daniel Craig films, but other than that, that's about it. So I'd really love to do that, as it is a franchise that I at least want to check out just once, see if I like it, because I believe that really the only big movie that's left coming out this year, it's most likely probably going to get delayed, it's the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die. So we'll have to see if that gets released, even though with the devastating news of Black Widow being delayed to May of 2021, which I was kind of expecting, but at the same time, I was holding out a little bit of hope that we can still get it in November. But again, I do understand why. The only bummer is that when one MCU movie gets pushed back, all of them are going to get pushed back, so I'm going to have to wait even longer for some more anticipated films, particularly Thor, Love and Thunder. That's the one that I'm really, really sticking up for. And I'm actually pretty nervous, because I'm really curious to see where the MCU is going to go after Endgame, because a majority of the original characters are either on their last few films of their contract, or their characters were either killed off screen, or they're going off to do other things. So the MCU is kind of going through a little bit of a soft reboot by introducing us to a whole new roster of characters that they're going to put into the Avengers at some point. So this is really going to be a test to see if Marvel can still hold a very captive audience. As the reason why is because they used a bunch of characters and they built a foundation with a bunch of characters that a majority, like the general audience, is mostly familiar with. So this is going to be a real test, is they're pulling a bunch of characters that are really like B or even C level Marvel characters. So I'm curious to see how they're going to pull off some stuff. In the past, they've proven to do very well. I was very skeptical of Ant-Man, the Ant-Man films, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy. As with Guardians, I really didn't know too much about the characters, and with Ant-Man, I didn't know how they would be able to do it seriously. And with both of those parts of the MCU, they blew my mind. Ant-Man was a terrific comedy, same thing with Guardians of the Galaxy, and it was packed with action and lovable characters. So I have nothing but faith in Marvel. I really hope that the Black Widow film is good. It's looking very good from all the trailers that I've seen. It's very much giving me like action, spy, like thriller vibes, kind of similar to the Winter Soldier. So I'm very excited to see that. And as well, we also got Marvel Television coming pretty soon through Disney Plus. We got WandaVision, which I'm very curious to see because it looks very weird and not much is revealed about what the story is. So I'm very curious to see. And I'm kind of going to be going in blind. And that's also why I'm excited for these new films, is because a lot of them are characters that I have little to none, like any prior knowledge of, like knowing them, whether that be from a comic book or a cartoon or a video game. So I'm going to be going in just as blind as any general audience member. So very curious to see and learn about these new characters. But before I get sidetracked, I just wanted to say that it was a very fun time to go back to the movies, and I was super excited to come back to the podcast. I feel like it was a good time to record a new episode, as the last episode we did was episode 21, and it was talking about the passing of Chadwick Boseman. So I figured it was time to give to record another installment. And I just planned out all the next 15 episodes of the podcast, including this one. So in total, if all goes according to schedule, 2020, we'll have a total. We will get to episode 35. Will be the last episode of 2020, and then we'll start off 2021 with episode 36. So I have a very rough outline of what I'm going to talk about through these next 15 episodes. What I can tell you now is next week is going to be the first Sunday in October. So with that comes spooky season and Halloween. So would that be a better time than to talk about some scary movies? So that'll be a very fun episode, one that I'm going to put a little more effort into this time around. So I can't wait to see what you guys think, and I can't wait to get some feedback. But other than that, that's about it for this episode. I just wanted to keep it short and brief and just share this little experience that I got to have this past Friday. So as always, thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, please be sure to like and share this with a friend and help spread the word, as it would mean a lot to me as I'm trying to grow and grab an audience and start my filmmaking journey. And I can say that with where I'm at right now, I'm feeling pretty good, and I cannot wait for the months to come. As well as in the next episode, we'll talk about some scary movies, and then later on, we'll talk about some future projects. I'll probably hold it off to the next episode, let you guys know what I'm up to. But as always, that's about it for now. So thank you guys so much for listening. It means the world to me. And as always, have a great day. Thank you.